Box A, Stack Overview. A stack is sometimes referred to as a LIFO data structure, that is, last in, first out. A stack is analogous to a stack of dishes, where a dish represents a data item. When you add items to the stack, you stack them on top of each other, just like a stack of dishes. When you remove items, you remove the top item from the stack. Hence, the last item you placed on the stack is the first to take off. When placing items on the stack, it is said that you are pushing items on the stack, and when taking items off the stack, it is said that you are popping items off the stack. Box B, Stack Figure. Here we just show a graphical representation of a stack to give you an idea of how to visualize it. Box C, Stack Operations. First, the STL stack class is called stack. To use this class, you will need to include the stack header file. The second bullet shows an example of how to instantiate a stack of characters. To see if the stack is empty, we can use the empty method, which returns true if the stack is empty or false otherwise. To push an item on the stack, we use the push method, and to pop an item off the stack, we use the pop method. Finally, to get a reference to the top item on the stack, we use the top method. Box D, Example. This example shows how we can use a stack and stack operations to easily reverse a string. First, we input a string and then push the characters of the string onto the stack one by one. Now, when we pop the string characters from the string characters will be popped in reverse order, since the last characters pushed in will be the first characters popped out. So just by pushing the string characters into the stack and then popping them out reverses the string.